Game Cube.
That dude.
Game Cube. Again, I'm straight up out the Clem town. Detroit City.
The MC Nerd Jock. Show. Welcome back to the MC Nerd Jock Show with your host, Game Cube That Dude.
Yes, sir. You already know, like I always say, we back. And we back. And we back. Yeah, man. Well, let me turn that down a little bit. Coming out a little too loud, a little too rocking. You feel me? So, man, I had to jump back in the booth. I know we talked about it. I was supposed to be with y'all Friday. We were supposed to be hanging out. But those of y'all that are on the Patreon, thank you for joining, and thank you for being a part of the first little rollouts of Patreon. Yeah, I mean, there's like 7 posts. I think like 5 of them are content. 2 of them is like a little question, just asking like, what's your favorite superhero movie? I don't know. Trying to engage. You feel me? So yeah. So that there's stuff already on there on Patreon. So if you join now, you can jump in with a few episodes, a couple mixes. My goal is to try to, honestly, you know, we kind of come and do this every time, right? When we start out, season 2, man, I'm really trying to put in the work for y'all. Cause I'm getting the feedback, I'm starting to get a little feedback from y'all, people listening, people watching, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm trying to be more consistent for y'all. Cause last year, we're about a year in now. In a second, after I finish, look, I'm always gonna sidetrack. I'm gonna look and see what exact date I put out that first episode. Cause I honestly don't remember right now. But you know, we're about a year in, right? So this is not really a hobby. Not that I really looked at it that way from the beginning, but I mean, I'm doing it now. It's just, I have a podcast. It's not no longer like, hey, I'm starting a podcast. No, I have a podcast. I've been doing it for about a year now. But to be fair, like, it's, you know, I haven't been consistent. Been kind of dropping like once a month, basically. So yeah, I think I put the first episode out. No, that's not right. First episode was April 17th, 2023. So we are... Yeah, we are about almost a year exact. 10 days away from our 1 year anniversary. So if we continue on this track, next episode will be our anniversary episode. So maybe we'll do something special. See what I can do. Actually, low key, that is kind of going to be a special episode because, like I said, I'm heading to Calico's event. Hold on, I'm trying to find the name of it so I can do them justice, because I appreciate them, you know, allowing us to be in the building. You feel me? So I just want to make sure I'm doing Calico right by saying the right name. So y'all give me a second while I am looking up the event. Boom, boom, we got it. I'm there. Still outside. We still outside, baby. Of course, that's Calico versus Reed Dollars, April 14th, 2024, at the Stadium Nightclub. Actually, it's called Stadium Nightlife Club. Actually, Tone owns the club now. It's been a few things. I forget what it was called before that, but it's in my hometown, Mount Clemens. So of course I had to be there, man. Had to be there. Ain't no battle rap going on in my neck of the woods without me being there. So I'm there. But we got Clean Paper versus T-Rex. We got Bill Collector versus Tay Rock. That's gonna be a low key undercard that, like, I'm low key. That's one of my top ones that I'm excited for. X Factor and Truffaut, Geechee Gotti and Joey Linwood. That's gonna be dope too. Oh Solo and Black Fonz. That one I'm looking forward to because I'm just curious what off the wall type of stuff Oh Solo is gonna say. We got Lady Caution versus Bailey Lee. Asiamora versus Yoshi G. So this 100th episode, this 1 year anniversary from when we started, it is going to be a special episode. And I want to be consistent for you guys. I want to start making this a regular thing. So I'll kind of bring it back into what we're talking about. So Mondays, I'm going to try to drop a free episode for you guys. This is the game plan, right? So this is everything going the way it's supposed to go. This is how you guys should start to expect it. But I don't want you to... I'm going to do my best to be consistent so that you can expect it, right? And I'm not setting you guys up for something that's not going to be. So Mondays, right? Y'all get the free episode like this. Boom, boom. Everybody's rocking with us. Friday is going to be a Patreon episode, but because obviously I don't have a big following just yet, we still rocking, we still working, we still gathering up the community. A portion of those Patreon episodes will then be put up for free on Fridays. So Monday, Friday, everybody's getting something. Monday and Friday, just the people on Patreon will be getting a full, like, regular brand new episode. The people that aren't rocking with us yet on Patreon will still be getting a little something something. It's just gonna be a little something something, though. It ain't gonna be everything. Feel me? You gotta come hang out with us. Come fully immerse into your nerdism, because we all a nerd about something. And if you're a nerd about sports, if you're a nerd about comic books and nerd culture and sci-fi and anime, whatever it may be, if that's your bag, or if you're a hip-hop guy or gal or person, if you're really into hip-hop and you're a nerd about hip-hop, or you're a nerd about nerd stuff, or you're a nerd about sports, man, you're in the right spot. You're in the right spot, man. I've been listening to podcasts long enough that I kind of got tired of having to listen to, like, three different things to get everything that I'm into. 'Cause just a lot, man. I was trying to stay consistent with these people and help and support them. But it's just hard, man. So that's why I was like, yo, it's time. 'Cause I've been trying to do this for longer than a year, I'll tell you that much. On the first, like, real, like, kind of podcast, I didn't even know what podcasts were. I don't think they really even existed much, except for the super duper nerds who got me by miles. It was like 2009. My roommate and I were trying to tell a story. All right, so it was like sophomore year, right? In college up in Central Michigan, and one of my roommates, Black, Big Black, we were trying to tell my other roommate, McMuffin, we were trying to tell him about a night from freshman year, because Muff wasn't there freshman year. So we're trying to tell him, and then I don't know why, like, I don't know what possessed us to do this, but we were already, you know, recording, making music, so we were on that, doing that thing, right? So we're telling them this story one night, and we're just kind of chilling, hanging out, and I don't remember if it was me. It was probably me, because obviously you can see this is what I'm into. I was like, yo, you know, it'd be funny. What if we like record ourselves telling him this story? And sure enough, it's basically this like a podcast episode. I even edited it and added music to it and like, you know, added like little bits of music to match what we were talking about. So yeah, so like this is a long time coming. So anybody that knows me was not surprised at all that the MC Nerd Jock show has come to life. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so I really want to be consistent for y'all. I appreciate you guys rocking with me. Not that this is, you know, this is turned into a whole appreciation thing. This isn't even that episode. We'll do all that next episode. Let me move on. I'm getting carried away. I can see it coming. I'm getting excited. This is really cool to like kind of be coming up on a year of being able to do this, something that I've wanted to do for quite some time. So this next one next week, that one's gonna be a cool one. So I hope you guys tune in and are rocking with us, because that's gonna be a real fun one. But the real reason that you guys are getting this episode is not because, yes, I'm trying to be consistent, but I was supposed to already hit y'all over the top of the head top on Friday, right? And then I was gonna, you know, try to come back with something on Monday. But the real reason that we getting this episode right now is for this. Hold on. Man, if I was really a G, I would have had it queued. I gotta get a controller, man. I gotta get a controller back for my so I can have my DJ stuff queued up for you guys too. Alright, check it. So there's a whole reason why I had to do this episode. It's because of this gentleman right here. Hold on now. Let's run that back. Run that back. Hey, love, I want to be a better person. So I'm working to be the better version. The record's skipping, so I read alert him. Whenever a king gets killed, I know Coretta's hurting. But if they take a swing at God, then they better hurt him. I am the urban legend who's smart enough to know that words are weapons. Get extra fly, not a bird's pecking. An alpha, I'm superb with stepping. Larry David, how I curb aggression. The school is open, come and learn a lesson. Come on now. Come on. Why you trying to pretend? Life sentence, no denying the pen. Gladiator, I'm just dying to win. The fat Russell Crowe. You know I hustle, bro. Let's work it out. The iron heavy, but hold on, now. I can't give you everything, man. I can't give you everything. But just in case you're wondering, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Yes, that is the title of this amazing album by Marv One. Yes, none other than the battle rap legend, the man who went toe to toe with the Slim Shady himself. Marv One. Look, see? That's how real this album is. I knocked over my phone trying to tell y'all about it. But come on now. I've been reading the comments, man. I've been seeing people in the Discords. I've been seeing people all over the internet, all over the internets, all over the webs. All of the madam webs, all of them webs. Folks has been itching, sniffing, and fiending for that realness. And Marv One is here to give it to you, man. And the name of the album is I'm Fine. Thanks for asking. That song right there is called Higher. But here's, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Hey,
title track.
You know what the fuck it is? It's your favorite lawyer, bro. Hey, I sent you an email, and I just need a couple signatures on those documents so we can go ahead and get these deals pushed through. And yo, man, you never
hit me. What's up, man? I'm
Atlas Shrug. Life is a
need much less than that, brother. I'm not even knowing his name. I'm just trying to start with you.
This is how the album starts out.
Thanks for me. That would be amazing, brother.
I've been getting hit on these flags when
so
I upload it to YouTube, so.
Show you the hate, but can't mask the love. Weight of the world on my shoulders. Atlas Shrug. Life is a movie that has masks and gloves, and it's one that you can't control the casting of. There's no judgment when good people ask for drugs. It's easier to get high than to ask for hugs. Being grown is like wearing funk master lugs. They made it look good, and we know how ass it was.
Come on now. I hit Marv 1-2 on Instagram. I'm like, come on now. You talking reckless from the beginning.
So hit me back,
listen
bro.
To this.
They quick to show you the hate, but can't match the love. Weight of the world on my shoulders. Atlas Shrug. Life is a movie that has masks and gloves, and it's one that you can't control the casting of. There's no judgment when good people ask for drugs. It's easier to get high than to ask for hugs. Being grown is like wearing funk master lugs. They made it look good, and we know how ass it was. I need to
come
trip,
on, baby. Come on, bro. Come on. That's the part that I hit him up with. I hit Mar 1 up on Instagram. I messaged him like, yo, dog. that funk master and the lugs line is crazy, man. That's just pure fire. It's dope. Dope, man. And he's got this track. He's got a, man, it's just all over the album, man. I'm going to tell you guys, it's just, there's a lot, you know, it's bar heavy, of course. It's Mar 1. He's got this song called Measuring Stick with Fat Father and Elzai, which, I don't know if I did this last time or not, but, big shout out to Elzai. He's been a big supporter of mine on Instagram. So I noticed it, and, I appreciate you 100 for real, Elzai. You're a real one. If you're listening, definitely this year we gotta link up, man. If you're listening, just know I'm gonna be following up because we gotta link up, man. I would love to sit down with you at some point. So I'm speaking that into existence here on the podcast. So just wanted to shout out Elzai for a second. So yeah, Measuring Stick with Fat Father and Elzai. We got Rock Nation Brunch featuring Freeway, of course, and that one actually is fire. It honestly got me thinking, like, that song, you guys should go listen to that song. All right, hold on, pause. Go listen to that song. Yep. Now come back. Pause it right here. That empty air, this is where you should be pausing it. All right, there's that empty air. Pause it there. All right, now we're back. So you listen to the song. Crazy, right? Hilarious. And then it honestly got me thinking, like, why we don't need Rock Nation to acknowledge us for this. Like, low key, we should be having a Detroit brunch, like a Detroit hip hop brunch. Like, think about how fire that would be, man. Like, just us just celebrating each other, man, because Detroit don't get love anyways. Yeah, I mean, like, there's literal, like, superstars walking around Detroit that us as, you know, Detroiters and Metro Detroiters, we consider them superstars, you know what I mean? Ask Stretch Money. Just go ask anybody. When I can finally sit down with them here, we'll talk about it on here too, but Stretch Money had a line. He said, face card clean. I don't need no ID. That's true. Because around here, he is a legend. Like, we know our suit. We Detroit does a good job of, like, when they really accept you, like, you really went in. That's the thing too. That's where we'll get into that. But when you really start to be consistent and really starting to do your thing, and you start to garner that respect, like, it doesn't go away in the city of Detroit. Like, you forever will have that love. Tone forever will have that love. KDZ, Rock Bottom, Awesome Dre, DJ Los. Like, these are people that will are Detroit superstars and Detroit legends that will forever garner love in the city of Detroit. You know what I mean? So why aren't we just having our own brunch? Like, these people deserve to be celebrated and most likely will not get invited to a Rock Nation brunch. But why can't we have a Detroit hip hop brunch? Yeah, I'm saying. Can have it on a, it was what's that spot over there on off Harper? It's like the Good Vibes Lounge. Over there, that brunch spot. Can have it there. You know what I mean? Like, for real though. We can't be waiting on everybody else to do our thing. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Because that's just what I thought of when I was listening to that song. Like, it would be awesome to be able to do something like that. He's got the, let me see who else he's got on here. I mean, honestly, there's no skips. It's a great album. It's only 10 tracks, so he doesn't hit you over the head and make you stay for a long time. It's a half hour. He's in, he's out. Gives you crazy bars for 30 minutes, and he's like, all right, y'all, I'm out. Grand Piano is the last song. He's got the song, he's got Say My Name featuring Monica Blair, which I'm not 100% familiar with, but she sounded dope on the album. Beautiful vocals. We got Nosy featuring rapper Big Pooh. And man, that song is dope too. Big Pooh goes crazy on it. It was kind of cool to see them, Marv 1 and Big Pooh together. Like, actually, something about their voices kind of like blended perfectly for me on that track. Like, it was a good, solid, perfect. We got another song with Quell Chris, and then Grand Piano, last song, closing it out with Nate Curry and the Saga. Three Saga? The Saga? It's the, and the E is backwards. It's a three backwards, or it's a three. So, I don't know if it's supposed to be Three Saga, The Saga. I apologize. Anybody that does know, let me know. Please. But yeah, man, that album is fire, man. That wasn't the only thing that dropped, obviously. The rest of the hip hop world was dialed in to this so-called hip hop beef. So we had J. Cole. How should I start this? I don't like to do beefs, man. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Like, I'll talk about it privately with my friends. But I'm gonna be honest, I don't like to get on a recorded microphone and talk about beefs. Because you never know where they'll go, right? I try to teach my kids this too. Like, you don't know how other people play. You know what I mean? You don't know what other people consider playing around. So you might consider this, hey, it's all cool, we having fun, we're playing around, we're joking. But that might be 10 steps over the line for somebody. And so they might think that if they don't stop this now, then it would be very detrimental to them. So there's people that, you know what I mean? Like, they have short tempers. They have short lines that they don't want nobody crossing. So you mess around and you play with the wrong one and you're going to find out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basic common sense that adults should know, right? So I don't know. I don't know how they really playing out here. I don't like to play around with beefs. I got family. I got kids. I don't play around with beefs. Nah, son. Not over here. I'm sorry, y'all. I love it. I love hip hop, and I enjoy like if they were to go on record and say, hey, it's just for the sport, then I'd be fine. But obviously they're not going to do that, because then that eliminates some of the entertainment value, right? So, I don't know. They used to be cool. Now they don't seem to be. And I don't know how real it is. I just don't like to entertain it. But what I will say is that the production level, Metro Boomin, man. I guess. Yeah, I'm not gonna go there. We're not gonna get into the beefs. I will keep it on a production level, like keep it on from an artistic point of view. I'm not gonna. Yeah, we obviously know they're going back and forth. These people are saying some words. Who's saying better words? Yeah. I don't even know if I want to get into all that. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. But I do think that we got some good music regardless. Hold on, let me see. I don't think I said. Oh, I got it on my phone. Here we go. Metro Boomin album. Or Dubai. All right. Maybe not. We're going to go laptop here. Although iTunes be acting funny, man. iTunes does not like my... iTunes be acting funny. It doesn't like my... podcast controller. Like, iTunes is the only one. Everything else on my laptop will play through the controller, and I can hear it through my headphones. iTunes is literally the only thing that, like, refuses to play. I can't even get the songs to play. I done went through the settings and changed it. Everything else on my laptop is running through this. No matter what else I pull up. I pull up my DJ stuff, it runs through here. I pull up my the recording program that I use to record all this. It all runs through the controller, right? iTunes, however, likes to be difficult. So let's see. I have the Metro Boomin album on my laptop. I was trying not to have to run to the streaming services because sometimes that be... They act funny. They don't want to load. All right, where is the, this is the jam. This is the song. Oh, we got lucky, y'all. Here we go. This is the one. It's crazy, man. Hot fire, as they like to say. Hot fire. So those that you got, those that don't know or didn't recognize, let's see here. This is the sample. So they straight sampled that. The song Metro Boomin and Future has seen it all. That's the name of the song.
All right.
Man, P. R.I.P. Prodigy, man. For real, though. So, that, man, that flip is crazy. So, they just did the chords. Obviously, then they hit us with that bass, that part. I don't know what that is, but that's not on the Metro Boomin one. It's just the doom 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 doom, like, man, with that heavy 808, like that 808 trap style on top of those chords, man. It's crazy. Metro Boomin, man. I'm sorry. I was one of them ones, man. I'm not going to lie. I used to be. I despised Future for a long time. And I apologize. I was young, man. I was in my 20s. I just, like, started to jump into, like, really immerse myself in early 90s hip-hop. Like, I started doing my research, and, you know what I mean? I was heavy into my Tribe Called Quest bag, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't trying to hear everybody do trap. Yeah, I mean, and the message wasn't there either. Like, I think a lot of these people kind of grew up and matured. I don't know, for whatever reason, I had already started to grow, I guess, like, in my late earlys into my mid-20s, like, I started to grow out of that type of music. Like, if I played you guys some of the first music that I was making, it was a little bit more vulgar, like, you know, a little more aggressive. I was, you know, young, 20s. That makes sense, right? You come out, you're 19, 18, sometimes younger than that. And you have life starts to happen to you. You're a little bit more aggressive about things, you know what I mean? And as you start to mature, you know, things slow down for you a little bit. Everything isn't always so rah, rah, rah. You're like, okay. At some point, you're going to get tired fighting all the time, you know what I mean, having that type of energy all the time. It's best to just keep it reserved and use it when needed, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of that type of sound when it first came out, and I think that part of it was like me. You know what's funny is actually when I started to DJ, I started to come around a lot more in a lot of this music. Like, when you start to see people, like, when you're playing music, that's what's funny about this, right? As a consumer, it's very easy to be closed-minded, right? Because you're just consuming the content. You're not part of the creation or delivering it to anyone. You're literally just taking. Nothing about the relationship is giving until you actually go, especially these days, right? Because you're literally just paying. You're paying a dealer. You're not even paying the person who's making the product. You're just paying the dealer. You feel me? You're paying the middleman. You guys know that, right? That's what you're paying these streaming services. That's why all these artists are so upset. You're paying the middleman. Yeah. So, you know, as I started DJing, right? Because that's the difference between the consumer, right? You're just taking. As I started DJing and I started to deliver the music and be a part of presenting it to an audience, right? Once you're part of that process, even if now I'm working as a middleman, as a DJ, right? I'm a middleman. I'm bringing you somewhat of a live concert from multiple different artists, right? Basically, is kind of what a DJ is doing. So you start to have a different level of appreciation for the music, because you see, you know, you can see, like, you literally can see it work. So you're like, okay, so this is just me. It's just me. I just don't like it. It's actually a good song, and people like it. I just don't like it. That's what I started to realize, right? Because I used to think, well, this is garbage. But it's not. Just because you don't like something doesn't make it garbage when it comes to music. Because music is inherently biased. It's opinionated, right? Not everyone is gonna... There's people out there that despise the Thriller album. There's people out there that, you know, despise the Eagles. There's people out there that despise the Beatles. They're, you know, they just don't like it. They don't like the sound. They like something that's totally different. And that's okay, because there's room, there's ears. We all got two ears. And there's how many people in this world, right? So there's there's room for you to have a taste when it comes to music. And that's something that, as you know, I started to mature and started to not just be a consumer. I mean, because even when it's not like, yeah, I was making my own music and stuff at the time, but it wasn't like I was releasing it to a bunch of people and seeing it, you know, seeing how people reacted to it, at least not at that time. I, you know, started to. But even then, at that time, personally, my music started to change. Like, I even, like, I got to a point where I, like, was really trying not to curse on records or anything like that. Which, like, any music that I've put out in the last 8 years or so, I think my first mixtape was the only one that I had cursing on it. And it's, like, one song. One or two songs at the beginning. There were other few, you know, three or four mixtapes that I put out. No cursing on the whole, on all of them. Yeah, man, that's just something that I personally was starting to strive and do. So, like I said, you know, you start to mature, your ears start to change. But I also think that that happened for Metro Boomin in the future. Like, the type of sounds that they choose for their records have changed. I mean, they sampled 90s hip-hop. Metro Boomin is sampling Mobb Deep. The very, you know, fans of... And it may be, like, a troll thing, too, right? It may be like, ha, 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 you think that we're the complete opposite of this. You don't know that we grew up on this, but we're just trying to do our own thing. That's what I started to realize over time too. It's like a lot of these dudes around my age, so they grew up listening to the same stuff that I did. They're just from a different region, and so that, you know, it sounds different. And then I also kind of remember too, like I'm a different breed too, because I'm a military brat, so my taste is not necessarily limited to one region. Not that that's a bad thing either. But if you only hear a certain type of sound, like, obviously your ears are going to start to, you know, be comfortable with that sound. And I just wasn't necessarily my thing at the time. But leaps and bounds, man. Leaps and bounds. They've come, and I'm a big fan. I don't like to say that. I'm not a big fan. I'm a big supporter. I want to be a big supporter. Maybe big's a bit much. but I am a considerable supporter of this project. Because the production's crazy. I really like the route that Future started to go with his, like, vocal. Like, he's really perfected his sound at this point, obviously. So it's just, it's nice. It's nice to hear, as someone who was a very hard critic of theirs early on. So, of course, that's, you know, me kind of burying the lead, because this, of course, was the big song off of that album. Oh, I want to see if I can do it for you guys this way. Get funky, get fancy. Let's see if it'll work though. Sometimes I be doing too much. Y'all pardon me. this will work, y'all. I don't know. It might not work. Let's see here. All right. All right, check it. Oh, it's loading. Of course, man. Technology always wants to load when you're trying to do something. All right. Let's see if this will work the way I want it to work. Might not work, though. Oh, it's working, y'all. Yeah, this is the one that y'all been waiting on. Yo, so check it, man. Like I said, I ain't jumping into... yeah, I know I'm messing with y'all now, man. I'm not jumping into the beef, though, for real. But I understand why everyone likes this song. The production level's crazy. Man, you know what's crazy is, like, everyone's, like, talking about this sample. But I swear, I feel like we've heard this, like, plenty of times before this Kendrick verse. Like, I feel like that's like a staple West Coast, like, sound and beat. Like, I feel like it's been sampled a lot, but I don't know. I did see, I think it was Detroit Rap Daily. Hopefully it was y'all, because I'm shouting y'all out. I think they posted, like, the same day that this dropped, and everybody was, you know, all up on the Kendrick verse and stuff. They posted Babyface, Ray, and Peezy did a joint to this almost 10 years ago, I guess now, it was saying. I don't even know what song that was called, though. Let me see if I can find it. Babyface, Ray, and Peezy. If I saw it, I bet you I'd be... Oh, I think it was called The Family. Yep. All right, hold on, let's see. Sorry, y'all. I wasn't trying to get on the beef. Yeah, see? Check this.
Money, fuck waiting. Barely writing raps, these niggas writing statements. New exclusive babe shit. I just left the club going ape shit. The type of shit I did to get your bae hit. Used to three-way me to catch me up. Now every night is two bitches, cause one ain't enough. I chase money like broke niggas run for the bus. It seems like all these lame niggas wanted some bucks. Ahead of my time, jump out and get in front of the line. Brand new 41 that I don't use for the time. I heard your enemies usually come as friends in disguise. I know my plug gon' front me whatever I buy. Niggas talk work, never bought work, really off work. How you gon' jump in the game and be a boss first? Like you running shit.
See, this was 6 years ago that this was posted. Everywhere I go, I got bitches in my face. Every time I do a show, I remember hearing that. Yeah, I mean, like this. Feel like that beat has been used a lot. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe everyone's just getting onto it now. So yeah, we had that dropped. that whole thing exploded. Man. And then your boy answered back, of course. Your boy J. Cole. He said, Hey, I hear y'all talking. And we got some good music out of it. Like, this, my favorite is not that. It was dope that, you know, J. Cole jumped on a Detroit type beat, but that wasn't my favorite song on the album. On this little quick EP, Might Delete Later, which would be really funny if he deleted it off of streaming services in like 2 months or something. That would actually be really funny. A couple standouts, there's a few standout ones, but this song might be one of my favorites. It's called Pie. Daylight and Absol and J. Cole.
The criteria for this tears, just the open pride, hoping cries, but soaking eye, I drop the unprovoking crimes, pray to the heaven God with no disguise, we roll the dice and hope the soul will tie, reap the fruit with no bow tie, sensitive Pisces, still thugging baby, ain't afraid to cry, skinny biggie, lenses tinted, ain't got no lazy eye, heart of gold, almost sold it in Saudi Arabia, Quill told me the clouds ain't real, God gotta paint the sky, so I'm a student of Sophie.
Come on now. Come on now. Daylight and Absol going back and forth? Crazy, man. And I said I wasn't going to do it. All right, I'm going to stick to my guns, man. I ain't going to do it. But just, there's some Easter eggs in that song. Like, I'm sure there's a reason those particular people were on that song. Just read between the lines. I don't want to do that. All right. Anyways, so that was dope. That really brought me back. I don't know if you guys are Absol fans, but Absol, I want to say that's on his second album. These Days. Let's see. Yeah, I think it was on These Days. Was it on that? It might have been on Control System. All right, let's check These Days, because it might be at the end of These Days.
You know, sitting down.
The night is talking.
Wanna ride or die? Only to shed light. Please bless the cars. Dang, it may not be. Maybe it's not on here. Maybe they don't have it on here. On streaming services, that might be the thing. Cause I don't think it was.
Here's what you really want.
The lick. What the fuck?
Night and day is ours. Top dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look for it on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's on. It's at the end of. I'm pretty sure it's at the end of These Days, but it must be the, you know, album version only. It's probably not on streaming services. But anyways, Daylight and Absol actually battled. They battled at some point. And I want to say it's like a hidden track on These Days, I'm pretty sure. It's at the end of These Days album. Absol versus Daylight.
Y'all got me? Everybody good? Y'all can hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Right.
Before we start, let me just say this. I'm dating you, Day. Wait. Pause. No gay shit. Hold your remarks. What's the difference between a date and a day anyway, Dave? A date is a day that's marked. I'm smart. And just because I know you love him so much, I came with name flips for days, tailored just for day. Pete, I'm expecting databases verse on data based on turds. Mm-hmm. My database said, database head, that database head. Is he dope? No. Who gave database? Ball is what we do best. Flock is projects. That's a home run, Dave. The baseball is what we do best.
Nice.
Carpe diem. That's how you say seize the day in French. I stand behind these bars for the rest of my life. I will never see the light of day again. Now, witnessing this rare occasion, I bear the fruits of my labor. This grape is green. I gotta eat on the go, babe. I hope they told you that everything souls say don't go a long way. What, a hole in Chipotle? No, this is food for thought. From a dog on top. We been nuts. It was a fool who thought we was new to this, but who knew this would end up a glow stick in a uterus that's light in the box.
Come on now. Come on now. Yo, that's crazy. That battle was nuts, man. And it was at just chilling at the end of the album. Just chilling at the end of the album. So yeah, man, that was dope. That was a dope like back and forth between Absol and Daylight on the album. Yeah, he's got a check with Cameron.
Yes.
I would have liked to maybe hear like a little bit more Cam. It felt like he was like a feature. You know what I mean? Like he was like kind of narrating, hosting the track. Because it was, I'm pretty sure it's a flip, right? It's that same flip from the Diplomats.
Bitch, I'm on my shit again.
That was Joel Santana, I'm pretty sure.
What I could have been. I'm gonna do it now. I told mama I'ma do it proud. I do what I want.
Yeah, I think that's Joel Santana ripped that one down. So yeah, I mean that track is dope too. That track is dope too. Interesting to see what Kenny, Kung Fu Kenny, has to bring back. Like I said, I'm not gonna talk about that other stuff with it, but just be interesting is like to hear the music, right? If he's going to give us something, or if that was kind of, hey, I said what I had to say, and I'm gonna move on with what I'm doing. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's up. Shout out to my boy, Dutch Plains. Dutch Plains. He dropped a new track, a new album. I was gonna say side A and side B. I'm pretty sure both dropped on the same day. So he's got Lullabied, side A and side B. Side A is a little bit more. Right here, I'll just give you a little snippet. This one's called Youth Lulla. And I'm pretty sure they were all kind of inspired by his children. All right, so side B is, well, I guess, all right, so here's the difference. So the first track on side B is called Youth Beat. Yo. Y'all better go stream that man's music. So DTCHPLNES. That's how you spell the man's name. Please, please go check him out, man. He's playing incredible. And of course, he blessed us with some Easter egg gems about J Dilla on our Dilla Month episode. So yeah, man, make sure you go support the homie. Makes incredible music, fantastic producer. So make sure you guys check him out, support him too. Yeah, man.
The whole tournament, so I mean, you know, I gotta tell people that, you know, you can't sack off me this year. I mean, I'm gonna shoot it no matter if I miss, no matter if I make it. So I think I just put, you know, the world on notice, because people don't know what I went through last year when that video went viral. I mean, I got bashed. I mean, I wanted to quit basketball. I was very depressed. I'm just happy for myself because I face adversity and I'm coming out here showing people that you can't sack off.
You know, I can't even count how many big shots he's hit. He is the finals MVP, Chauncey Billups.
Billups. Yeah, man, that was the Instagram promo that the Detroit Pistons threw out, because it was just announced, the Hall of Fame, 2024 Hall of Fame. Yeah. Big names on this one, to be honest with you. Some of these people, I don't know. I'm kind of curious why they weren't already in there. Like, this is a little bit wild. Unless they're... All right, we'll get there. All right, so we got Chauncey Billups, man. Mr. Big Shot. That's wonderful to see. Honestly, I really thought that Ben Wallace was going to be the only one in from that 04 Pistons, the best starting five ever, you know what I mean? But we might get blessed. We might get another one. I'd like to see Sheed in there, but, man, Sheed might have been hated by the refs too much to make it in. But that would be really cool. Tayshaun's never—he's not gonna make it. Unfortunately, he was never an all-star, so he's not gonna make it. Rip. I don't know. He might. He's got the NBA champion, multiple time all-star, like maybe three, and then. He was an NCAA champion. See, that's where Rip Hamilton might get himself in, because he was an NCAA champion, one of the top high school basketball players, you know, one of the best basketball players to ever come out of the state of Pennsylvania. Went head to head with Kobe Bryant on multiple occasions in high school. Like, that was the two dogs in Pennsylvania, I think, was, you know, Kobe and Rip Hamilton. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe one day. We might get lucky. So, Vince Carter. made the list, Hall of Fame 2024, Michael Cooper, Walter Davis. Obviously, Michael Cooper was with that original Showtime Lakers, big dunk machine. Walter Davis, I think, went on to coach, too. He was Phoenix Suns. Simone Augustus, WNBA player. Dick Barnett. I think played for the Knicks at one point. I think he was with the Knicks, but like early on, like 60s, 50s and 60s, I think Dick Barnett played for the New York Knicks. Michelle Timms, one of the original WNBA players for the Mercury. Then we had Doug Collins and Jerry West to round it out. Now those two, I'm like, yo, how are they not in the Hall of Fame already? Like, that makes no sense, you know what I mean? But hey, what do I know? What do I know? Just seems like they should have already been in. But that's nice to see. Cheers to all of them. Applause, all that good stuff, you feel me? All that type of stuff. Because it's big, man. I love seeing multiple Pistons get in there. Like I said, especially from that 04 team, because I already think that they don't get the type of love that they should be getting from people. It's unfortunate, but they don't get the type of love that they deserve. Which, you know, it kind of happens to a lot of people, unfortunately. So man, for real, NCAA tournament, it's giving us everything, all the feels that we wanted. It's all here. It's there for you. Whatever you were looking for, you got it. It's here, man. Let's see what my bracket's been doing so bad lately, I haven't even looked. We're at that final four spot for everybody. I haven't even checked mine, man, for real. All right, let's see where my bracket's at. Tell you how good or bad I'm doing. Where's my bracket at? TC Bracket Challenge. All right, so the NC Nerd Jock Show group. Let's see. I had Duke in one of them. Obviously, that's out. Out the window. So right now, I'm in second place for that. Oh, no, I'm in first place, actually. Sorry. Let's see. I still have the best chances of winning. But there's an issue. One of the people in my group, they pick UConn to win. They got one bracket with Purdue and one bracket with UConn. If both of our, obviously, if Purdue wins, I'm good because I got way more points. Then my man's got 780 with that Purdue. I have 970. So if Purdue wins, I'm good. I won the thing. If UConn wins, it's a wrap for me. Is a wrap. I mean, technically, I still get more points. I don't know how that works. Like, technically, I will have picked the most, but I didn't pick the overall right winner. So I don't even know how that works. I guess they go by points, I'm assuming. So whoever has the most points. Let's see. These other groups. Like, I'm in the big Coors Light one. I'm in 63,000th place. I mean, I have the right, like, I'm there. Some of these people, man, they got 99.9% right. I messed around and I'm at 92.3% right. Like, that's an A. If these dudes got A pluses out here, what am I supposed to do? I don't know how they picked. That means they had to pick like almost everything right. I don't think I can see their bracket either. Oh, I bet you I can. All right, so now I can go back. I can go back and see. So this dude, shout out to Billy Charlin. You didn't know you was going to be analyzing your bracket today, baby. But we are. So he picked FAU over Northwestern. Rookie mistake. He could almost had a perfect bracket. You should have picked the Big Ten, man. They normally do pretty well in the tournament. Let's see. Who else he messed up? He picked Auburn over Yale. Sorry, bud. That was a tough one. That took a lot of people out. Let's see. He picked Drake over Washington State, though. That was one of his sleepers he thought was going to be the one. And he actually had a decent amount of missed stuff. Yeah, Grand Canyon beat St. Mary's. He didn't have that. He had Nevada over Dayton slipping. He picked Wisconsin over JMU, which obviously everybody did. He picked Kentucky over Oakland. A lot of people did. Colorado. He picked Florida over Colorado. All right, I'm almost done because like this dude has a ton of missed stuff. Kansas over Samford. He picked Samford. He picked TCU to beat Utah State. So he's already starting at a low curve. But then the next round, he didn't get any wrong. Except for the ones that he already had wrong. Because he picked his winners. But his winner, let's see, they lost. That's why he made out. Everyone that he picked to win. Yeah. Yeah, I guess he was good for that round of 32. He only had the one Iowa State, Washington State. He didn't have that matchup because he had Drake over, and then he had that San Diego State versus Yale. He had Auburn. So that kind of threw him a loop going into Sweet 16, but he picked the right winners from the Sweet 16, so he was fine. I mean, that's how he made up. He's been Gucci. He was perfect on the Elite Eight. He was fine. So now here that there we are. Who do I have in this Purdue game, though? Who did I pick? Oh, shoot, I did. I had UConn and Purdue in the national championship. Sweet. That was pretty good. Like, I ain't even know. It shows y'all how it goes, right? But, man, we had some epic showdowns in the female college game. We had LSU versus Iowa. And I think most of the sports world watched that game. You had Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark matching up again. That's not the story, though, I don't think. It was, right? It was. That's what everyone was watching, but I don't think those were the two best players on the court. I'll turn the music down so you can hear me better. I do not think that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese were the best players on the court when they played over the weekend. They were not. I do believe that the best player on the court was Flaje Wilson. Old girl got handled. Like, I'm telling you, she was definitely, like, I think the most athletic, the most, like, the most coordination. Like, that's I hate to do this too because I don't like picking apart like the female game compared to the male game because I think it just does a disservice to the females because it, I mean, if you're entertained, you're entertained. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, the sex of the person playing the game. If you're entertained, you're entertained, right? But I think if I'm going to try to analyze it, not from a judgmental space, but from a space of, okay, why isn't this resonating with the same crowd that's watching men's basketball? Because obviously they like basketball. So why isn't it resonating? I feel like coordination has a lot to do with it, and people don't mention that. I guess because you start, right? So because the NBA has been around longer than WNBA, right? So, I mean, I literally remember the first WNBA game. It was like 97, 98, and we watched it. And my friend, my dad's friend, Mr. Martin. Shout out to Mr. Martin and all the Martins. Shout out to y'all out there in the tri-state area, holding it down on the East Coast. Shout out to the Martins. Used to be one of our neighbors in the military family too. They ended up moving back where they're from, like Connecticut, New York area. So shout out to y'all. But yeah, I remember being in their house. And us, they had like a TV kind of right like in their little living room, like heading right before you head outside. I remember us like me being with their kids, being with my friends Greg and Kyle and my brother, and we be running outside, and I remember like them just all kind of huddled around the TV watching the first WNBA game. It was kind of dope. Like, I remember just kind of peeking on it, like, oh, man, that's cool. Like, it's professional women's. This is the first one ever? Like, they never did that before? Like, that's weird. Like, why not? You know? But I do think that maybe coordination has a little bit to do with it. Like, especially in college sport, like, you don't see it. Like, the coordination is there in the WNBA because you're literally picking the best of the best. In college basketball, and you know, at the younger levels too, like it's the, I don't know that the coordination, right? Obviously, there's the elephant in the room. The physical ability at times isn't exactly the same, but it I think the coordination. It's just the look of it, right? The look looks a little different than males doing it. And I think that's what causes issues for viewership. Why? I don't know. Because that's something so small that, like, who cares? Get over it. So it looks a little bit different. It doesn't make it bad. But I think subconsciously, for some people, it does then make it bad if it's not exactly, you know what I mean? If it's not exactly one thing. I think people struggle with that for whatever reason. I say all that to say that there's none of that with Flaw J. Like, that girl is smooth as butter. Like, she got some serious handles. She out there looking like Earl Pearl Monroe. For real. And she can spit. And she a rapper, too. I already signed to Roc Nation, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, that was just dope for me. Like, seeing her really kind of rock, because I think that she actually is capable of being, like a bigger, star than Caitlin Clark, to be honest with you. Like, she's actually more exciting to me to watch than Caitlin Clark, because I don't think that Caitlin Clark is like overly athletic. I think that she's an incredible shooter, and she's done a lot. I'd really like to congratulate, but I want to say that I'm impressed. Not saying that how do I want to word this? Because I don't want to say like it's like I had any expectations, because I really didn't have any expectations as far as Caitlin Clark. Once I heard of her and stuff, like, I didn't have a set idea of how she should look or play or whatever. I just heard there was this dope girl from Iowa, and I checked her out. So she, you know, I mean, she's an amazing shooter. I guess I want to applaud her. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. I want to applaud her on her ability to not to like block out the hate or the shade, right? Because often what you see is, and it's becoming more acceptable, right? But this was like the big thing in Love and Basketball, which is why it's one of my favorite movies, especially like as a hooper. For Monica in that movie, she talks about like how, you know, she like, if she made a good play, like she, you know, crossed somebody up and drained a three, like she's not allowed to like scream and be like, yeah, what, yeah, that's right, yeah, let's go, like do all that kind of stuff. Like she can't do that because she gets told to act like a lady. But Q, you know, goes, he can dunk and throw his nuts and somebody, throw his genitalia in somebody's face, and we all applaud and slap him on the butt and be like, yeah, 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 that's what I'm talking about. More of that dog in you. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what we do. So I want to applaud Caitlin Clark on not being afraid to show emotion. Like, I think that's what also helped bring viewership to the game. Because they're like, man, like she loves ball like everybody else loves ball. Yeah, these girls love ball, man. They love basketball. That's why they doing it. That's why they chose to play college basketball and make it a career and go to the WNBA. Like, this, they for real about it. That's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of, I guess, like, for people that are really hoopers, like, yeah, man, I don't know. I guess you play the game long enough, man, and you can, it's easy to spot when people are talented. So I never once looked at a college basketball player and thought, oh, I could take her. Dude, she's a college basketball player. I didn't play college basketball. I'm a hooper. I'm not a professional basketball player. That's what I can't, like, I'm, you know, I keep trying to explain and express to people because I see people just, like, trying to dog these females, and it's like, you don't understand, dog. Like, they're professionals, man. They get up every day and train for this. Like, they for real about it, dog. Like, it's, you know what I mean? So I applaud her for being able to show emotion and show intensity and show her love for the game, which then brought viewership to the game. And I want to also applaud Mrs. Dawn Staley for going out of her way, because I'm kind of burying the lead here, but after Iowa was able to get revenge on LSU for knocking them out in the championship game last year, Iowa did defeat LSU and were able to move on in the Final Four to the NCAA championship game, which was today, April 7th. We do want to give a big round of applause and cheers to Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks as they are your 2024 NCAA Women's National Champion. So Dawn had this wonderful thing to say. I mean, this is their winning speech. They're getting the, you know, the championship trophy. And this is how, I mean, this is how it sounded. Shout out to Ryan Rucco on the call.
Coach, you're one of the toughest to ever come out of Philly. We don't see these tears from you often. Why tonight?
Yeah,
couldn't even speak, man. She's dying for the, this is video. Don't say she's bending over. Okay, hold on.
Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. Hush. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's going to.
See? Hold on. That was they cut her off. I'm going to turn this music down right quick, right? And I'm going to let y'all really hear what she said. When she finally kind of, like, you know, her emotions kind of were able to calm down a little bit.
I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's gonna lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. That we appreciate you. I want to personally
like that's big,
thank
man.
Caitlin Clark.
She's literally accepting the championship for her team, and she decided to take a second. And give Caitlin the proper flowers that she deserves, you know, as she's obviously a senior and already declared for the draft. So her and Angel Reese, amongst a few others, during the tournament, you know, announced that they were going up for the WNBA draft. So we shall see. Man, now that I'm, like, starting to get into it, because I will say, I'm saying all this, and I personally have not been a proper supporter of the WNBA. I just don't watch it. Just, there's a lot going on in the summer, and I just hadn't really watched it. And to be honest, like, I used to a lot more. Like, I used to go to the Detroit Shot game. I was in the building when they won their championship. We had courtside seats because nobody was going to the WNBA games. And we, at the time, like, you guys have, you know, heard me talk about this before, but at the time, my parents, you know, were sharing season tickets with, for the Pistons. And, like, part of their, you know, promo is they would get the WNBA Shot, the Detroit Shock games for, like, pennies, you know what I mean? So we would go to those games, or they might even been giving them away, like, to season ticket holders, honestly. But we had Cheryl Ford was on that team. Swin Cash, I think is her name, was on the squad. Or someone else, something Nolan. There's a young lady named what was her name? Something Nolan. She that girl had handles, man. That young lady was baller. She was a baller, for real. And they won the WNBA championship. I was in the building for that game. I remember. It was funny too, because I don't think I even really wanted, like, at the time. Like, I think I was kind of wanted to go, or like something happened. Something happened. I don't remember. Something happened on the way there. And I remember, like, we almost didn't even go. And we ended up going. And we started out at, like, the lower level seats, but, like, higher up. And there was nobody there. Like, so we waited first quarter. We went a little further down. Halftime. Still ain't really nobody. So we was like, yo. And the security was light at the time. So we was like, yo, can we... let's try to sit on the floor. Nobody's there. So we sat behind the basket for the championship game or, like, right on the side. I don't remember if we were behind the basket. I think we were behind the basket, but, like, more to, like, to the left. So we weren't directly behind the basket. And, man, those WNBA players are a lot taller than you guys give them credit for. Like, they're almost as tall as most of the NBA players. Like, a lot of the guards in the NBA, they're, you know, 6'3", 6'4", and under. Like, that's what these females are. about the same size. So yeah, man, it was. I know I can be a better supporter than I've been. Is basically all I've all I'm trying to say. So we'll see what happens with Caitlin Clark. Oh, that's what I was trying to look up. Now that we're gonna be a supporter, I was trying to see who has like who has the first picks. So let's see here. CBS Sports has a mock draft. So the Indiana Fever have the first pick, and being that it's the state of Indiana, and they're for real hoopers out there. They're gonna pick Caitlin Clark, no doubt in my mind. Whoever was, they'd be dumb. I don't care who you have on your roster, it'd be dumb for you not to. You better trade some people away because it'd be dumb for you not to pick Caitlin Clark. So yeah, so they're saying Caitlin Clark, first overall, of course, going to Indiana Fever. Number two would be LA Sparks taking Cameron Brink. Let's see, out of Stanford. Chicago Sky with third pick. Rekia Jackson out of Tennessee. Let's see. Dang, Los Angeles Sparks got two of the top five picks, man. They got so it's saying in this mock draft that they would pick up Camilla Cardoso from South Carolina, that center, the young lady. Dallas Wink, man. Leah Edwards. I'm not seeing any Angel Reese. Okay, so they're saying Angel Reese would drop to seven. Which, I mean, I guess I can understand because she isn't always the most consistent on offense. So she dropped, still a top 10 pick, but dropped down to seven because obviously there's a couple other centers and forwards that are fours and fives that are a little bit more consistent on the offensive side. But no matter where she goes, she's going to be blocking everybody's shot. Yeah, I mean, she's a crazy defender, so that'll be interesting to see. When is the WNBA draft? WNBA draft 2024 is set to be. Wow. I always forget that they have like this incredible turnaround. That's like right after. Yeah. So April 15th is the WNBA draft. I imagine that it is at 7:30. So actually, right. So when you guys hear this, the next episode, after you listen to this one next week, or I mean, you listen to this one right now, and then next week, we'll kind of lead into that. So I have a little bit more for you guys on the WNBA draft as it gets a little closer. Of course, we're getting close to the NFL draft coming up soon too. Of course, tomorrow night or tonight when you guys are listening to this, we have Purdue versus NC State for the men's NCAA championship, and that I'm sorry, not NC State, UConn. I'm tripping. UConn and Purdue, and we'll see what happens, my friends. We shall see what happens. We shall see. Yeah, man. I don't know that I have a whole lot more for you guys today because I didn't get a chance to I didn't get a chance to watch episode 4 of X-Men. And at this point, I kind of forgot. I wrote down some notes for X-Men 3, for third episode of X-Men. But like, I'm a little confused on my notes, so I need to go back and rewatch it. I don't want to give you guys a lazy episode. When this, the X-Men portion will definitely be on the free version that drops this Friday. So if you're not on Patreon yet, you can get a little sneak peek of how in depth I like to go with, or I'd like to go with this X-Men 97, because it's definitely in my bag. That's, I'm an X-Men head, man. That's my favorite Marvel superheroes, group of superheroes. Personally, like growing up, I was definitely like Spider-Man. But I mean, I was like almost equally Spider-Man and Wolverine. So those were my go-tos. So this is definitely in my bag. So I want to do you guys right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we'll be back on Friday on Patreon with 3 and 4. At least 3. I'll get at least 3. Maybe I'll say 4 for the free episode the following Monday. Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. Marv 1 made me do this. That's why I'm here right now. Marv 1 made me do this. Deuces. I'm gonna take y'all out. Hold on, I'm tripping. I want to take y'all out on something from his album. Just do him right, because that album is for sure why I was like, yo, man, I want to give them something fresh. Because I was going to drop that Friday, and then I probably wasn't going to come back again until like the following. Probably not until after this We Outside. But Marv 1 made me do this. So peace, y'all. Peace and love. Blessings. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. I'll catch you guys again at the end of the week. And don't forget, please, if you guys are into battle rap, please go and make sure that you buy tickets to the Still Outside event thrown by Black Mafia Battle League. So they, I think tickets are like $60. Calico and his team have said many and plenty times, don't show up without a ticket, because it's going to be more expensive at the door, and when they're gone, they're gone. So get in while you fit in, you feel me? And it is Sunday. It is a Sunday event, so that's early. It's going to start at 3 p.m. We, you know what I mean? You get up, head to church, you know what I'm saying, eat something, and then right there, we headed to Stadium Nightlife, or in Mount Clemens, right off of Gratiot, man. Actually, no, it's Main Street. I apologize. It's not Main Street. It's not Gratiot. The back of it runs right up on southbound Gratiot. Northbound. I'm tripping, y'all. Yeah, the back part of it butts right up to northbound Gratiot, but the front is actually on Main Street, right around the corner from my old barbershop. New Image forever, but it's something different now. Shout out to Brother Rich. Yeah, I'm out, y'all. Peace and love. This I'm gonna take y'all out with something from Marv 1's album. At least a quick tidbit. This one right here is Rock Nation Brunch, featuring Freeway. Make sure you guys go stream, buy it wherever you can buy it. Go buy it. Don't even stream it if you can. If you have a place. I don't know, if check Marv 1's socials, find out where you can buy it, and try to buy it if you can. Give it direct. We talked about that, right? Don't stop paying. We got to stop paying these middlemen. So go ahead, wherever you can find it. Hopefully, it's a spot that's gonna put the most money back into Marv 1 and Freeway's pocket. But this one right here is called Rock Nation Brunch, off of I'm Fine. Thanks for asking.
You know, I'm trying to go to the Rock Nation brunch. Hove on the grill, Beyonce making the punch. The yacht's in the back, the little lakes in the front. Put the game on a plate, go ahead and take what you want. I'm trying to go to the Rock Nation brunch. J. Cole on the bar, Rihanna facing a blunt. Linen and limousines that came with the bump, where big deals get made without saying too much. We is young black excellence at its finest. Every now and then we need a sec to remind us that we doing good in the race. Take off the blinders and learn how to run in your lane from who behind us. It's all about snapping the tape. We should try to help each other eat before we even ask for a plate.
This episode of the MC Nerd Jock Show was brought to you by the United Negro Podcasting Guild of America, where we be podcasting. This episode was recorded at an undisclosed location in Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan. Edited in an undisclosed studio in New Baltimore, Michigan. All episodes of the MC Nerd Jock Show are brought to you by GC Productions. You already know. The intro and outro of the MC Nerd Jock Show are produced by none other than the legendary producer, Slumber Logic.